Good morning. You are listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I am delighted to worship the Lord with you this morning. So let's begin in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, starting in verse 17, says this: Only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to them and to which God has called him. This is my rule in all of the churches. Was anyone at the time of his call already circumcised? Let him not seek to remove the marks of circumcision. Was anyone at the time of his call uncircumcised? Let him not seek circumcision. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but keeping the commandments of God. Each one should remain in the condition in which he was called. Were you a bondservant when called, do not be concerned about it. But if you can gain your freedom, avail yourself of the opportunity. For he who is called in the Lord as a bondservant is a freedman of the Lord. Likewise, he who was free when called is a bondservant of Christ. You were bought with a price. Do not become bondservants of men. So, brothers, in whatever condition each was called, there let him remain with God. Going back to verse 17, where it says, Only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him, to which God has called him. You know, I don't know where you are today, where you find yourself living, where you find yourself working, what you find yourself doing, but I know that the tendency for all of us, myself being first and foremost, is to always to be looking into the future, into the things that are not yet, and forgetting about the things that are right now, the things the Lord has called me to right now. I can, my heart can grow so discontent so quickly over things that it should not be discontent about. Spurgeon in Morning and Evening, this was a couple of days ago in the evening portion, he said this, and I thought this was great. He says, Some persons have the foolish notion that the only way in which they can live for God is by becoming ministers, missionaries, or Bible women. Alas, how many would be shut out from any opportunity of magnifying the Most High if this were the case? Beloved, it is not office, it is earnestness. It is not position, it is grace, which will enable us to glorify God. God is most surely glorified in that cobbler's stall, where the godly worker, as he plies the awl, he sings of the Savior's love, glorified far more than in many a prebendal stall where official religiousness performs its scanty duties. The name of Jesus is glorified by the poor, unlearned carter as he drives his horse and blesses his God, or speaks to his fellow laborer by the roadside as much as by the popular divine who throughout the country is thundering out the gospel. God is glorified by our serving him in our proper vocations. Take care, dear reader, that you do not forsake the path of duty by leaving your occupation. And take care that you do not dishonor your profession while in it. Think little of yourselves, but do not think too little of your callings. Every lawful trade may be sanctified by the gospel to noblest ends. Turn to the Bible, and you will find the most menial forms of labor connected with either the most daring deeds of faith or with persons whose lives have been illustrious for holiness. Therefore, be not discontented with your calling. Whatever God has made your profession or your work, abide in that, unless you are quite sure that he calls you to something else. Let your first care be to glorify God to the utmost of your power where you are. Fill your present sphere to his praise, and if he needs you in another, he will show it to you. So today, lay aside your ambition and embrace peaceful content. That's a good word for me today, to embrace content, to lay aside ambition, but to simply be one that wherever the Lord has put me today, wherever the Lord has put me today, to be faithful in the calling that He has given me, to not go ahead of Him, but knowing that wherever you are today, wherever the Lord has you, even if you feel like it's menial, even if you feel like it doesn't amount to much, that the Lord has put you there for a reason, and that He has things to accomplish through you today, through where you are today. So let's not make light of those things. You don't have to be a missionary in a foreign country, but you can be a person working a normal job. You can be a person who is taking care of their children at home. You can be a person who is in classes every day. And that is where God wants to use you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer today. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the gift, Lord, of today. Thank you for the gift of today, Lord, where you have put us. Lord, the things that you have called for us to do today and the next days ahead. Lord, we want to be dependent upon you for today, not for tomorrow, because we can, Lord, because tomorrow has enough worries for itself. But today, Lord, we're seeking you. Today, we want to do your will, God. Lord, today, we want to live in contentedness in where we are. Lord, but because the reality is in you, and as we are in you, oh Lord, we are satisfied. Oh Lord, we are satisfied because we have you. And that is all that we need. So we seek your heart this morning in worship. We give our hearts to you in worship today. Hear our prayers and hear our voices, Lord. Let's sing this out together this morning. I hear the voice of the one I love is calling my name. I hear the voice. It's the voice of the one I love is calling my name. He's saying, come up higher and hear the angels sing. Come up higher, my beloved.
The one I love is calling my name.
will be heard. I find you to be beautiful. Yes, I am running after you. You become my soul's delight. One thing have I desired, this will I seek after, to dwell in house forevermore. Now I'm running after the thing that really matters. You become my joy and soul. You become my joy and soul. The joy and soul. My soul's delight. I am running after you. Here with you I find my life. Here with you I find my life. Yeah.
take my heart.